Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
People have asked the question, how does it feel to be hunted? We will not be hunted at the University of Georgia. I can promise you that. We didn't build this program on hoping for one-year wonders. We built the program to be sustained.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. We are right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can check us out on ESPNU. Maybe you're watching right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. The question of the hour and of the day after last night. If you went to sleep thinking, come on, man, Raiders are looking for a playoff spot. Rams are cooked. Baker literally got there in the last 48 hours. Doesn't know the playbook yet. Doesn't know his teammates. He ain't that good to begin with. He's a bust as a number one overall, right? All that stuff. You went to sleep thinking, yeah, I know how this is going to end. Come on, they're up a couple of scores. Boy, you missed it. Baker came roaring back and went on a 98-yard drive with under 2 minutes remaining to toss the touchdown pass to Van Jefferson on a beautiful throw with seconds remaining on the clock. We are joined now by WWE Hall of Famer and former Georgia defensive end, Bill Goldberg. What's going on, Goldberg?
Kellerman, you should have been a wrestling announcer. I'm fully behind that, 1,000%. How you doing, brother?
Doing well. Long time, man. What you been up to?
Oh, just living the good life out here in Texas and, enjoying high school football and getting ready for hopefully another ass kicking around New Year's Day with the Georgia Bulldogs.
Hey, before we even get into what we're going to talk to you about, we've been asking all day, should Baker Mayfield, listen, the Rams don't have draft picks. Matthew Stafford proved everything he needs to prove, got all his money, won the Super Bowl when his first time he had a shot at it. And, spinal contusion, concussion, the elbow problem. If there is no Matthew Stafford for the Rams going forward, could Baker be the guy there?
I think he proved a little bit last night. I mean, I don't know, man. I, being from Oklahoma, I don't know if I was ever really on the Baker Mayfield bandwagon, but one thing that is for sure, man, the kid play. I mean, he's got a lot of heart. He will do anything and everything to get a win and to look good. So I think he showed that last night. This day and age with the NFL, the way that it is with injuries and quarterback situations going on. Hey, they find themselves in an interesting predicament. But, I mean, like I said, he pulled it off. And at the end of the day, it's all about performance.
Goldberg, I can't help but notice, man. I'm up here looking at your picture. And then we had you on last year for Countdown to College Game Day on the field for the Michigan and Georgia game. And we spoke to you then, and I was watching your body. I mean, don't take it the wrong way, but I was watching you, right? And I'm like, his neck, his head, his shoulders. Are you still eating weights? Because I know you don't lift them. You're probably eating weights. Are eating weights at this time?
You know, man, I got this image. I got an image to uphold. So, yeah, I'm addicted to the weight room, dude. Finishing up a three-year build on a garage/weight room right now, and fortunately, next week we'll get it all outfitted with 30 pieces of equipment. But
3 years? What, did you build it, Goldberg? Did you build it yourself? 3 years?
No, you know what? This COVID thing,
right?
Chains and whatever.
Supply
it may
chains,
be,
right? Sure. Hey, look, I want to get to Georgia. Can they go back to back?
Absolutely.
That's it.
Right. Absolutely. No question, man. I mean, look at how they performed last year. Look at how they ended the year this year. I think that it's not a given by any stretch of imagination, but you give Kirby a month to prepare with the team and the roster that he's got right now. I don't think there's anybody on the planet that can take him at this point.
Yeah, I think the quarterback Stetson Bennett for Georgia, his story is phenomenal. A lot of people doubted him last year. Me, I'll be honest, I personally didn't think they can win a national championship with him at quarterback. Love the way he's came into this season, a lot more confident. He's been consistent for this team. If Georgia wins back-to-back national championships, and I think right now you can probably say it's David Pollack and Herschel Walker as the most well-known Georgia Bulldogs of all time, but if Georgia wins back-to-back national championships, do you think Stetson Bennett, the mailman, will become the greatest Georgia Bulldog of all time?
I don't think he's going to take that spot, but I got to tell you, man, he has created a legend in and of himself. I don't think I was the biggest Stetson Bennett fan as far as thinking that he was going to take us to the promised land in the beginning, but who could have been? But if you're a Hollywood writer, I don't think you could have written a better story than the one he's living right now. And just sitting back and being a Georgia fan and being a college football fan, it's bitching watching this kid. I mean, it really is. People doubt him, and he goes out game after game after game and proves everybody wrong. And he's a wonderful kid. My son and I, quite obviously have spent a lot of time in Georgia over the last couple of years. Stetson always takes the time to come over and talk to Gage. Gage is 16, Hopefully he'll be playing some football in college one of these days. But he always has time for everybody. He hasn't become too big for his britches. And that damn kid goes out there and he gives it 1,000% every time. And it's awesome to watch him. It's awesome to watch that offense. And I can't believe as a nose guard, I'm even saying that. But I think it's going to be a hell of a game. Smash mouth football again. But I think as a defensive lineman, I think the importance and where the game is going to be won is going to be on the line.
So that's talking about the matchup with Ohio State. Let's get into that a little bit more with Bill Goldberg, WWE Hall of Famer, of course, and former Georgia defensive end. Let's get a little bit more into that matchup with Ohio State, Goldberg. How are you feeling in terms of the confidence matching up with those guys?
Well, I mean, I'm not the college football expert at this point, but I can tell you that from what I've seen, I don't think it's going to be much different than what happened with the game last year that I was at. But again, you have a month to prepare. You have Ohio State that people are doubting, that don't think that they have a chance. Well, they're going to listen to that for a month. And what does that do for them? I think it gives them a lot of ammunition. I think Georgia at times has played down to their competition. They can't afford to do that by any stretch of the imagination. I think that Georgia has to go out and put the performance together like they did against Michigan last year, shut everybody up, show everybody which conference is dominant, and, have their offensive and defensive line really win this game.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the thing. When I look at this matchup and I look at the way Michigan actually beat Ohio State and I look at how Georgia's built, with physicality, offensive line, defensive line, they could run the ball very effectively. Ohio State's got to figure out how they're going to match the physicality of Georgia, because that's been something they've been lacking the last few years, and last year as well when they got beat up by Michigan, and then again 2 years in a row this year as well. So Georgia is a very physical football team. But let's touch on this NIL situation and this transfer portal. Now, these college students, they're able to capitalize on the name, image, and likeness. That has been big this season. Also, you look at the transfer portal. I think it's over 1,000 kids right now are in the transfer portal when it comes to college football. What are your thoughts on those two things when it comes to college athletics?
You just opened up a huge can of worms with me. Excuse me. I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of either one, to be perfectly honest with you. I think the NIL, there are kids, we've been in this situation before. You were at college, there are people with different socioeconomic backgrounds. And everybody, there are kids that struggle. These days, I don't know how many comparatively to back when I was playing in the ancient, you know, college football days, but there needs to be some type of payment. I don't think the NIL does anybody any justice, as it's giving people the ability to get paid and reap the benefits off of things that they've yet to do. I think it's going to, when I was in the NFL for that short period of time, the rookie salary cap was taken away. And then I think you saw the dynamic of teams and or people changing immediately. I think it's doing the same thing with college football. I don't know if it's fair to the high school players, you know, because rosters are being filled up by kids, you know, coming out of the portal, taking scholarships. It's a different deal. I think the portal, for what it originally was built for, is a good thing. I think what it's turned out to be is a bad thing. But you know, that's an old man and an old school guy's opinion about what's going on now.
Bill Goldberg, WWE Hall of Famer and former Georgia defensive end. We've been asking you a lot of football questions, Bill. Let me ask you this. What are the odds we see you back in a wrestling ring at some point?
Well, I can almost guarantee you that those odds are almost 100,000% positive, because I'm not going out like I did the last time I stepped in the ring. Not many people know this, but I agreed to a match 3 weeks out as I had COVID, going against, you know, at 55 years old, going against the Universal Champion of Roman Reigns, who's the big dog. So I ain't going out like that, Max. It ain't happening. I'm not a schmuck, and it's most definitely going to happen at some point. And I got to put a stamp on the career that I think was a little bit more positive than just going out there and getting beaten in my last appearance like that. So
I got to tell you,
heard it here.
No, all right. Well, listen. Breaking news: Bill Goldberg announces his return to the ring at some point. Right here on KJ.
At some point. I like the end you put on that. So,
I got to tell you, thank you for being a bad example on me growing up, Bill, because you got me a lot of spankings growing up, because I thought it was okay to go spear my brother and sister when they were just standing around doing nothing. So I want to say thank
all
you.
All I can say is you should say thank you, because I made you tougher as a kid.
That's right. Toughened you right up, Harry Douglas.
Yes,
you thought
did.
It was your father, the football coach. It was Bill Goldberg. Goldberg, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
It's always a pleasure, gentlemen. Y'all be well, and happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Go Dogs. Let's see them kick some Buckeye ass. I'm not going to give you the Claret, you know, news clipping to put up there, but all I can say is a month with Kirby getting these kids ready and the talent that they have, if you're a Ohio State fan, you hope and pray for a little bit of leniency.
Look at this. Ooh. I'm talking to a former professional wrestler, a superstar, Harry, and I can tell him Happy Hanukkah.
I know.
Look at that. What are the odds?
I love you, Max. Y'all be well.
You too, Bill. All right, Bill Goldberg, WWE Hall of Famer and former Georgia defensive end. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU, presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Should Baker Mayfield, after what you saw last night, considering Matthew Stafford has won a Super Bowl now, made all his money, redeemed the fact, you know, all those years in Detroit where he was carrying a team that really wasn't that good, and then many years where they weren't good, period. Well, he puts up numbers, or he has that arm talent, but he's not a winner. But what happens? Let's do a little experiment. I love these real-world experiments. Belichick and Brady are on separate teams, right? All of a sudden, you take the receiver away. What's the quarterback look like? What's the receiver look like? Well, let's drop Matthew Stafford in a winning situation. Year one wins the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
He's done everything he needs to do, at least from my point of view. You don't have anything to prove to anyone. Spinal contusion, concussion, right throwing elbow problem. Let's say he's done. Let's just say. Draft pick problems for the Rams?
Major draft pick problems.
Baker, maybe you could sign him to a multi-year deal on the cheap right now?
For the low, low.
Doug in Charlotte, should Baker be the answer for the Rams at quarterback?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, the guy's a winner. He was a winner in high school. He was a top recruit, was a winner in college, won a Heisman Trophy, took Oklahoma to the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. And then he gets drafted by Cleveland to losers. I mean, what have they ever done? He had to go through, what, three or four coaching staffs in his first couple of years, and then he gets traded down here to Charlotte. And, I mean, I'm glad Nebraska's used to losing because they're getting Matt Rhule. I mean, give the guy an opportunity in a solid organization with some intelligent coaches, and not having to learn a new system every 6 months. Why can't he be the answer?
It's fair about. Listen, we've seen this oftentimes with quarterbacks. Look at what a difference coaching makes. Nick Foles, who I liked at Arizona a lot, right? Like, I was out in LA doing Afternoon Drive with Marcellus Wiley for 6 years. In LA, and the Pac-12 and all that, and Andrew Luck, of course, and Matt Barkley, but those are the guys getting the press, and Osweiler because he was so tall. But when you actually watch the game, Nick Foles is easily the best next to Andrew Luck, and second best guy in that conference. Easily. He was clearly better than Barkley or Osweiler, but didn't quite have the rep, whatever. Shows up in the NFL, Chip Kelly, it's working well in Philly. He wins just about every game, 27 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. Oh, my God. Then he goes to Jeff Fisher. Looks like a bum. Then he goes back to Philly. Got the right coaching again. Wins the Super Bowl, right? Then he leaves. No, that makes a big difference. You can see the turnover Baker had, Harry. Early in his career, there were, including Hugh Jackson and interim coaches, he played for 4 different head coaches in one game over 2 years. 2 years and 1 week. He played for 4 different head coaches. You got to think it's going to make him look bad.
Well, no, it's all about stability. And that's one of the things, like when you are one of those high draft picks, most likely you're going to go to a team that's not so good. Now, to the caller's point, I will say this. Majority of people who are in the National Football League, they won in high school and they won in college.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's a winner. I mean? He was a winner.
Like, that's most of the people that's in the National Football League. Yeah.
He was a winner at Pop Warner. He was the best player on the team. Like,
that's just how they grew up.
You know, Joe Burrow also went to a losing culture, a place that never won, Cincinnati, kind of like Cleveland, same state. And, you know, and as soon as you turn around, he's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. But it's all about stability. And can an organization, and I do agree with the caller, and I do agree with some of what you're saying, like you got to have stability and you can't be going through coach after coach after coach after coach and expect the quarterback position. Now, one thing I will say for Baker Mayfield is that he had a roster. He had a hell of a defense. He had offensive players, offensive line, running backs, tight ends, wide receivers. It's kind of hard in that case to mess it up when you have all of that.
Yet he managed it. Philip in Oklahoma, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay.
I think it's the perfect spot for Baker Mayfield. I think Baker Mayfield had a bad break. I think when he was out there in Cleveland, I think that they never really handed him the keys. I thought he had a wonderful rookie season. I thought he had a good year with Stefanski, but he never, ever just handed him the keys. I feel like going to the Carolina Panthers was a bad ordeal. But I do believe that him and McVay working together, I think they have the same personalities. I think the Rams won with this. I think this is a good deal for Baker.
Greg in West Virginia, what do you got?
Hello this morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I say we give him a shot. I say we let him compete for the job. If he can't compete for it, let's trade him at the end of the season and let's get some draft capital for him.
Yeah, by the way, they do get a compensation pick now, a compensatory draft pick, if he signs away. Tom in L.A., you're on ESPN Radio. Is Baker the answer for the Rams at quarterback going forward if we're past Stafford, if Stafford decides he wants to hang him up?
No, he is not. I'm so sick of hearing these people on the phone talking about that he's like the savior of L.A. Let me remind you guys, they were playing the Raiders. They're playing the Raiders.
Raiders been winning recently.
Stupid penalty. blown leads. I know they've won three in a row, but they're tied for most in the NFL for 13-plus blown leads. And to think that Baker Mayfield's going to come in, I mean, he has a great defense. When Cooper Kupp comes back, he's going to have great weapons. But to think that he's going to take Matt Stafford's job is just an overreaction.
Well, he wouldn't take his job. Of course not.
I think that's what you have misconstrued. What we're saying is that Matthew Stafford has an injury, a spinal injury. And if he decides not to come back and play the game of football, now the Rams are in a situation where they don't have draft picks like that and can't just say, we're going to move up and get this guy and we're going to draft him in the first round or draft this guy. They don't have that luxury. Baker Mayfield is the next one in line, because I'm not going out there with no John Wofford saying that, hey, we're going to go out here and we're going to compete every game with John Wofford. No, I'm not doing that.
Zach in L.A., what you got?
I would say fits his personality, Baker's, really well. He's kind of like an underdog guy, right? He does the walk-on, I want to prove everybody wrong. And, you know, being a first-round pick, it's really hard to prove everybody wrong. But being someone claiming off the waivers, I think it works for him really well. And he's the type of guy, I think, that can rally the troops when you're an underdog. And I do think he'll be a good pick for them.
All right. Wait, was that Zach in L.A.? Or is Zach in L.A. still winning? That was Zach in L.A. All right, good. One more. Reginald in Denver. Keyshawn, J. Will, the Max, hey. Harry Douglas in for Key. Go.
Yeah, this is Reggie from Denver, from the streets. What y'all fail to realize is L.A. market will humble Baker Mayfield. With that attitude he has, and Sean McVay, Aaron Donald, I think that's the perfect backup future quarterback. Let him sit on the bench. Let him learn from Matthew Stafford. Let him get a winning attitude. Let him get consistency with a great offensive coach. I'm not saying Baker's the savior, but I wouldn't rather have a better backup if Stafford get hurt than Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean, if the idea is
Stafford's hurt right now,
if the job is available, it's because Stafford has moved on. Baker Mayfield is not capable of taking Matthew Stafford's job. Matthew Stafford's a better quarterback, but if Matthew Stafford retires, basically, is what we're saying. And we're speculating, but there's reason to speculate. He's had a long career. He's made a lot of money. He has put up the numbers. And he answered all the questions about whether or not he could win the very first time he had the opportunity. He won the Super Bowl. He came back on Tom Brady after Brady came back on him. And almost every player ever after that has been tight. Right? How often has Brady led what seems to be a game-winning drive in the playoffs, and then the other quarterback has a little time and actually beats Brady? It almost never happens. Stafford did that, right? He wins the Super Bowl. What more is there to prove? As Harry Douglas and others have pointed out, his wife has had health issues. They've gone through it together. Stafford now has a spinal contusion. He had a concussion. He has an elbow issue. Now, maybe we're all wrong, and Stafford still has the burning desire to play football, and so he does, and if so, power to him. But maybe there is good reason to speculate. Maybe he might say, okay, I've done what I need to do. Time for the next chapter of my life. And in that case, and only in that case, would Baker Mayfield be the quarterback going forward for a team without the draft capital? Could he be the Rams' next quarterback? ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge rolls along. Wait till you hear how we did last week. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay today. Harry Douglas begins his own show. Got his name in the title and everything. Fitz and Harry begins. It debuts January 3rd. Coming right up.
Every weekday.
Weekdays.
12 p.m.
Noon
to
3 p.m.
Every weekday.
Not too shabby, Harry.
Every
Douglas.
Monday.
Every Monday, Tuesday, just, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
There you go, Pat. There he go. He can't help it. He gets 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Monday starting January 3rd.
Thank you. Mondays only.
So really what you meant was starting Monday, January 3rd.
Exactly.
But you combined it and said every Monday.
January 3rd is a Tuesday.
Yeah, James would not let you off the hook. All right. Okay.
He's getting I talked about his hair.
The ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge, and you and Fitz will be involved in this, you know. Fitz and you, I should say. His name comes first, Harry. I mean, that's the way it is.
It's okay.
That's okay. Harry's going to make sure. It's in the where did it say this in the contract? All right. So anyway, listen, all the radio shows compete against each other. Yeah. The hosts pick against the spread, and then we compare our record through the year to each other. Now, the way it works on this show, because there are three of us, Key, Jay, and me, we vote, basically. And because there are three of us, we always have a 2-1 at least, right, if it's not unanimous. However, there's just you and I here today, Harry, just you and me. So the producers will break the tie if we disagree, okay?
Cool.
Let's begin. The Jets are at Buffalo. The Bills are giving the Jets 10 points. What do you like here?
I like the Bills to cover in this one. I just think how the last matchup went and Josh Allen turning the football over twice and just not being efficient from a pass standpoint because of the zone coverage, because of the pressure. He was sacked 5 times in that game as well because that Jets defense is so phenomenal. Because I don't think we've seen a great football game from the Bills in a very long time, I think this is going to be one of those games, a statement win.
I agree. I think they're good. They haven't played great in a long time. They will play great. I think they will have a statement win. But I think the Jets will also play well. And therefore, I cannot see the 10 points. So we disagree. We need the producers to break the tie.
We're taking the Jets to cover the minus 10.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's one. I was right and Harry was wrong. Okay, now, just according to the producers. Jets plus 10. All right, Eagles are 7-point favorites at the home of my beloved New York football Giants. What do you think, Harry?
You know where I'm going with this one. Jalen Hurts is going to prove
He's going to hurt Max Kellerman.
The MVP of this season.
Can't do that.
He's going to hurt your heart, Max, because that is your team. So I'm going with the Eagles in this one.
I don't think you can prove that against my Giants. And then Daboll's doing a great job. Love me some Saquon. I think Daniel Jones is a good NFL quarterback, and he might be better than that. Let's get him a number one receiver. They don't have any receivers. Daniel Jones doesn't have any receivers.
I know.
The O-line is banged up. The corners, who were already thin, banged up. They don't have enough. So I'm going to say I like the Giants getting the 7 points if the game were 3 quarters. But I think that defense is going to be exhausted by the end of this game. And I've seen this movie before with the Giants where they keep it close. And then in that fourth quarter, like, the Cowboys can break away from them, you know? Mm-hmm. I think the Eagles get away from them. So I agree with you, Harry. The Eagles going to cover that 7. So we have, so far, Jets going to beat that spread. The Eagles will cover. Dolphins are getting are giving the Chargers 3.5 points on the road. Chargers are at home, and they're getting 3.5. What do you think?
I like the Dolphins in this matchup. I think the Chargers have been one of the most inconsistent football teams in the National Football League this season. Their run game, their run defense that was supposed to be assured up this season has not been that. You see some inconsistencies from Justin Herbert as well, even though he does have the powerful, strong arm and can make all the throws. Their head coach makes me nervous on so many different levels. I think, too, coming off the game that the Dolphins offense had against the San Francisco 49ers, this is an opportunity to let everyone know, hey, you know what, we're back. Last week was off. Plus, we played the number one defense, but we're back.
So I agree with you about that. And I also think that nothing against Staley because, he goes for it. I like going for it. I like being aggressive. And sometimes it's going to work out for you. Sometimes it won't. Actually, more often it will work out. That's why the analytics say it, because the analytics study how often it does work out, and they tell you to do it based on that. That means it's not going to work a lot of the time. And when it doesn't, all the traditionalists are going to go, aha, see? But then it's going to work more than that, or they wouldn't tell you to do it. Now, you could say, well, it doesn't contextualize, and he goes for it recklessly. Okay, fine. I agree with that.
He is reckless with it, though.
But whatever you want to say about that, he's not Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel, if my vote for Coach of the Year, Sirianni would be up there, but Daboll would get it because he's not cooking with any ingredients, and still he's cooking it up. McDaniel might be next. That whole thing works. Like, McDaniel, too, is a quarterback-coach combination, and the Chargers are going to charge her. But not yet. They got to build your hopes up a little bit first. I think the Chargers at least cover the spread. I think the Chargers, even if the Dolphins win, it's going to be tight. So we have another tiebreaker we need here.
Yeah, we're picking the Dolphins.
Yeah, James. -3. That came like out. He came out like
it was
a shot.
Unanimous back then.
Yeah, unanimous. Don't blame me. Don't blame me.
That came out. It's the Chiefs, dude. We're picking.
The Chargers are just so inconsistent.
Somehow
so
he's offended
levels.
For Patrick Mahomes right now. For some reason, he's connecting.
Who, James?
Yeah, James.
Hey. Listen, we can do the whole thing again where you said one time that Justin Herbert might be the best player in the NFL, I was going to have a heart attack.
Never said it, never thought it. Maybe I said maybe he could be by the end of this season type thing. I never said
it. Oh, now he's couching it all the time. Okay.
I'm trying to imagine what I might have said that would have made you three fools think that I said something that I didn't. So I'm just trying to imagine what that might be.
The real question, Max, is if James had to pick a quarterback that wasn't Pat Mahomes and it was Herbert or Burrow, who would he pick?
That's a great question,
No
quarterback at all.
Okay, wait a minute.
It's going Taysom Hill.
Mahomes doesn't exist. Wait a minute, James. Mahomes decides, I've done everything I need to do. I'm retiring.
You must pick
one. But the league at that point thinks the Chiefs are so important because this is 5 years in the future and they've won the Super Bowl every year that they are going to get to draft another guy from current quarterbacks and they have a choice, Herbert or Burrow. Who are you taking as the Chiefs' next quarterback?
Chad Henne.
What?
Because you know why? Herbert's in the division and Burrow always beats Mahomes, so he hates them both.
Shout out to the building. Class,
by the way, can we go over Anything where we were possible. Real quick in the standings? I want to do that real fast, Pat. So where are we in the standings right now? We are KJM's 2017-2. We're in third place. One good week. We could be in first place.
I must go see the eye doctor. I can barely even see that writing on that screen.
Put your glasses on.
That's really saying something when you're sitting next to Max.
Yeah, and I got detached retina, cataract, everything. My left eye looks like I'm looking through a funhouse mirror.
It's like we have like one good eye combined total.
How about this one?
Tonight.
We weren't sure last night, but my youngest it looked like maybe, does she have pink eye? And then, you know, if one of your kids, you think they might have pink eye, you feel like your eye starts stitching. I'm like, don't let something happen to my right eye. I'm coming in here with a walking stick.
That would not be good, Max.
Will Michigan finally get over the hump and win the national championship?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Talking about Baker Mayfield earlier, obviously the incredible comeback last night on Thursday Night Football. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Max Kellerman here with Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay. I was saying a lot throughout this show, Harry, you are constantly making choices that define and redefine your life. Yeah. You know, you are not... You are dealing with the consequences of previous choices, but that does not need to dictate the choices you make going forward. You can write your own script, you know? And it doesn't mean that you have the power to do anything you want and you're not a product of your environment and all those things. That doesn't mean that. It means, though, that you do have some control over your story. And not complete, but some. And guys like Baker Mayfield who... weren't exactly unifying a locker room in the past and not playing very well in certain instances. You know, it's not too late. You saw it last night for Baker, and it reminds me of Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. Remember how it started?
Yep.
How it started, how it's going, right? But it's like, come on, man, you're not winning and you're not beating your rivals. Ohio and these State, are things yep. you have to do. What a difference a few years make. I mean, think about it. Not beating the rival. Then the last 2 years, think about what he's done in his most important games.
Well, but it's not even beating your rival. It's punishing your rival in the manner
destroying
that you're beating
him.
Them.
And now...
in a physical way.
I got to tell you, I hear all the Georgia love. Michigan, to me, should be the one seed overall. I think that... They haven't lost, and they had the best win of the season. You know, like, maybe they win the national title. It could happen. Where are you right now with that?
Well, I would say if you would have put Michigan one, I wouldn't have had an argument. Just with the way that they beat Ohio State, and they didn't do it at home. They went on the road and did it. That was the thing that made me that
you went on the road
excited.
And beat the brakes off them
off
dudes.
Your rival. But I will say this. I think it's kind of set up because Michigan and Georgia played last year in the college football semifinals, and Georgia basically gave them a spanking and told them to go back to the Big Ten. Now you're in a second year of making the college football playoffs. I think this Michigan team is different. Even though you don't have those first-round draft picks that you had on defense, the defense has been better this season. But now you have J.J. McCarthy at the quarterback position, right? Versus last year, you had Cade McNamara was the guy that got you there. Now you have a guy that you potentially wanted to play last year. Now he's your quarterback. And a lot of people may ask, what does J.J. McCarthy bring different to the table than what Cade brought? I think the ability to be utilized in the run game, I do think he has to be polished a little bit more as a passer in tight windows. But I just like what this football team Michigan is. They're confident. They're not just excited to be making the college football playoffs. That happened to them last year. They're going there against TCU to win a game and potentially set up a rematch with the team that they got blown out by last year in the college semifinals down in the Orange Bowl, which were the Georgia Bulldogs.
You're hired if you're Jim Harbaugh. You got to win two games for sure.
Yep.
Michigan State.
Got to win the first one first.
And Ohio State.
Yep.
Got to win those games. And he's getting beaten by those teams and not doing great. And it looked bad. It looked like his days as a head coach at that level, I don't know, man. Feinbaum was killing him for good reason. But he has turned it around, and they are a powerhouse now. And they're beating the brakes off their rivals. As you said, at Ohio State, they did that to them. And so it makes me wonder, because you mentioned what Georgia just did to them, but Harbaugh seems to be a guy who, it may take him some time, but makes adjustments, gets better at his job, and his team gets better. Is 1 year enough time to flip it that dramatically against a team like Georgia?
Ooh, that's a tough question, because when you look at – it's all about matchups, right, and how you match up with teams. And the thing about Georgia that's so unique is that they don't throw the football all around the field like a lot of these college teams do, but they don't have to. They have a three-headed monster in the backfield. They have one of the best players in college football and Brock Bowers at the tight end position. The man could have left college if he was able to leave college his freshman year. It would have been the first tight end taken. It would have been a high draft pick. They have it's so much they can do offensively on top of, you know, guys stepping up and filling the roles of the people that they lost last year.
But they did lose last year. They had a defense, and it didn't turn out that way. I think we will remember that Georgia's team's front seven.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, we were asking, could this be the greatest college defense of all time? Right? Not by the end, you would say no.
Rightfully so, though.
Right, right. For a lot of the – by the end of the year, you'd say, no, they're not the greatest college defense of all time. But the front seven might have been, right? And you had a lot of loss off. Like, they're not as special in that way.
Yeah.
They didn't this year make you think at any point, is that going to be the greatest college football defense of all time?
No, and I think a big guy that they're going to miss in the college football semifinals is a guy named Nolan Smith who got hurt.
Right.
He's not going to be able to play, but they do have a guy who's going to probably be a top three, top five pick in Jalen Carter on their defensive line. Now, they have some young guys in MJ Sherman and Malachi Williams who's going to be up and step up. Who I was more impressed with, especially in the Tennessee game in the secondary, was Starks in their secondary, and also Keely Ringo, who can potentially be a first-round draft pick for Georgia, going against Hyatt, who won the Blitnikoff Award last night and shut him down. I like how this defense got a lot of pressure on Hendon Hooker in that game and basically was one of the deciding factors in that matchup being so lopsided in which Georgia won.
So I never got your answer on this, Harry,
mm-hmm.
because we started the show, and throughout the show we've been talking about Baker Mayfield and his performance last night. On Thursday Night Football.
Yep.
You know, when you do this job, the morning show, and I also do an afternoon show and a lot of some other stuff, the Max on Boxing today. But by the time you hit Thursday, you know, going into Friday, the lack of sleep adds up. But I looked at that matchup last night and I thought, I'm going to make up some sleep tonight. I'll be asleep by the half. Raiders would be up big. And when Baker got in the game, it's like, well, no, I don't think I can go to sleep. And I'm glad I stayed up to watch it. As soon as that play went down, the pass to Van Jefferson, I texted you. I was like, yep. Come on. I couldn't believe what. And that, you know, so we've been talking about it all day. People waking up this morning went, what? Or bleary-eyed going, oh, my God, what an incredible day. What an incredible game. And we've been asking the question all day, should Baker – if Matthew Stafford retires, we've been speculating that's possible because of spinal contusion, concussion, elbow issue to start the season, the elbow issue. Won the Super Bowl, proved everything he needs to prove, made a ton of money. Maybe he rides off into the sunset. Maybe. Maybe he doesn't. If he still burns to play football, he'll still be a great quarterback. But let's say, and it's reasonable to say there's some chance that he might say, okay, that's enough now. The Rams are short a lot of draft picks. Baker could probably, you could lock him up for a couple years on the cheap right now. And by right now, I mean the next several weeks. Let's see how he does going forward. But I never got your answer to the question we've been asking the callers all day. Should they do that? Because they get draft pick compensation if they let him sign elsewhere.
I know. I'll be honest with you. Looking at everything that could potentially happen and the draft picks and not being able to draft a quarterback that you may want is big for me. Being able to get Baker Mayfield for a low price is huge for me. I can't go into a season with John Wofford. That's if Matthew Stafford isn't able to play and he decides he retire. Why not let Baker Mayfield be your quarterback and you build that way? Now, he gets that luxury because he's a former number one overall draft pick, but I like some of the things I seen last night, so I'm going with you.
He might also keep you more relevant because he does have the flair for the dramatic, right?
Oh, yeah.
In L.A., as you're trying to put a decent team together over the next several years, he might keep you people like in the front of people's minds a little more if he's the quarterback.
Real quick, if Sean McVay is there.
Yeah, of course, right. McVay goes to the broadcast booth, different story. All right, Greeny is coming up next. He'll be all over this. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Thanks, Harry. ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.